Let's call this meeting to order. We'll start out by an invocation by Board Member Brittany Bills.
Our dear Father in Heaven, we're so grateful today to be able to meet together as a safety district and talk about the things we need to talk about and how to keep our residents safe and give our public safety officers the resources that they need. We're so grateful for this beautiful area we live in and are so thankful for the peace we feel in our communities right now. Please have Thy Spirit with us throughout the meeting. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Do we have any unscheduled public appearances? Okay, seeing none, we'll go to our consent agenda, approval of meeting minutes. So these are for the minutes of July 9th and September 30th. Do we have discussion or motion on those?
I know we had, from our last meeting, there were some things that were those corrected and everything we need to do. If that's the case, I will make a motion to our consent agenda to approve item number 2A, which is the meeting minutes from July 9th, 2025, and the Lone Peak Public Safety Work Session from September 30th, 2025.
Okay. Motion by Kurt. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. I'll do a roll call. We'll start here with Brittany.
Brittany Bill, yes.
Jason Thielen, yes.
Carla Merrill, yes.
Kurt Osler, yes.
Perfect. Motion passed. Let's go on to amendments to the interlocal agreement for Lone Peak Public Safety District.
Good morning, members of the board. I wanted to start out by acknowledging that none of us are in ideal circumstances with this right now. We sent out the packet yesterday at 5:30, and so if you didn't have a council meeting last night, you had a night to review it. If you did have a council meeting, then you probably didn't review it, and I don't blame you. We are truly sorry for the way that that came together. It was just a result of the fact that we had some drafts of the ILA changes, and then at the last minutes, well, not the last minute, we were trying to give some additional time for outside review before posting the packet, and so because of all of that, it got out late, and I am sorry for that. So I'm going to walk through this a bit more detailed than I normally would, just recognizing the fact that you guys maybe had a night to review this, and so it's very reasonable for you to have not actually had time to review the packet. Let's get going. Sorry, trying to make it to the right page. We all know why we're here, right? We've been talking about changes to the ILA, potential changes to the ILA for a while. So Highland City, for Alpine, for your information, Highland City approved the interlocal change regarding how changes to the formula come about. So that was approved last night, and I'm happy to report that. So now we are on phase two of these potential changes to the ILA. And what phase two focuses on is particularly the allocation formula for the fire department. Our city attorneys, each city's attorney has worked on some draft options for you. There are three options included in the packet. I'm going to walk through them with you at a high level. To see and ask at the end of each if you have questions. So option one in your packet changes the formula. The current formula, as we know, is based between a base formula and then split between population and ERUs. Option one would change the assessment formula straight to taxable value. So you look at the taxable value of the district as a whole and compare each city to that, and then the pro rata portion each city would pay to fund the fire department, what is remaining after ambulance revenue and the other sources of revenue. So it's a straight change, option one, that would go into effect the following fiscal year, so fiscal year 2027. Any questions about that?
So there is, when we look at property values, you have a market value and you have a taxable value. And the taxable value is what we are looking at, correct?
Yes, taxable value. And so this would be what the county gives us, and it would be on the prior calendar year. Because as you guys know, when you do your budgets, we don't get the new county number for our city budgets until June. And so what we would be using, if option one's adopted, or any of these options are adopted, we would be using the taxable value of the most recent calendar year. So for, you know, what is there at the end of this calendar year would be what is used for the following fiscal year's calculation. Option two, so the next two options allow for some time for a transition. So that had been mentioned in a couple of the meetings where this concept has been discussed. And so there's two different versions of the to allow for a transition. Option two does a transition over 2 years, essentially that allows for a 50% pickup the first year and then the remaining 50% the coming year. So let me walk through an example with you. So when we set, we're going to use hypothetical numbers today because, of course, we don't know what next year's budget looks like. But if next year's budget, when we get the budget for the fire department, if the difference between the old formula and the new formula is $300,000, for Alpine City, because Alpine City would be seeing an increase, if the taxable value formula is adopted. So if the difference between the old formula and the new formula is $300,000 for Alpine, Alpine would pay $150 more, than it would under the old formula. That $150,000 gap would need to be made up by Highland City in order for the fire department to be fully funded. So that would be in fiscal year 2027. That first year, there would be that walk-in, and then in fiscal year 28, the formula would be fully based off of taxable value. Questions about option two? All right, let's go to option three. Option three has the same initial calculation where we do a walk-in over a two-year period with that 50% pickup the first year. But instead of having Highland pick up the remainder portion, what's set is that the 50%, the gap, is picked up by fund balance. As we talked about last time, there's about approximately $3.4 million. We need to wait for the audit to be certain, but $3.4 million in fund balance. That's really increased quite a bit since... it was right around the time Cedar Hill split, right? David, we started to see that increase go up. So in a future meeting, we want to dive into you guys with how that's happened and why that's happened. But high level, we've seen a lot of interest that we normally prior we hadn't seen. Ambulance billing has gone up, wildland revenue, police and fire both underspending in their budgets, dispatch also never charges us what they initially say they're going to. So combination of all of those things, we have a large surplus. And so we would be able to use the surplus for this state. So again, Alpine's $150,000 gap would be covered by fund balance surplus. Because Alpine would be essentially getting a benefit from that fund balance surplus, we felt like it was equitable that Highland City also be able to use some of that fund balance. And in thinking about this current fiscal year, Highland is contributing 65% towards the fire budget, Alpine 35% of the total assessments. So in applying that same ratio to the fund balance itself, if Alpine receives a $150,000 benefit, then Highland should receive, let's call it $279,000, from fund balance. And so Alpine's gap would be paid through with fund balance and Highland would receive a check because our contribution is going down for about $279,000. That's again the first fiscal year, and then in fiscal year 28, the taxable value formula is fully implemented and we just shift to just doing taxable value. Questions on option three?
So as I'm looking in the packet, option three, where's that wording in that packet?
Do you want to look at the ILA itself, Mayor?
Well, let's see which one we choose and we can make sure we have the right wording in the ILA.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I tried to make sure with all the versions going back and forth, I had the right one, but we want to make sure we get that. So, I will tell you, so the Highland City Council, just because of the timing, this was, as you know, kind of finalized yesterday around 5 o'clock. So the Highland City Council did have a discussion about these options last night at its meeting. And I will say Mayor Osler can speak to this, but their preference was to do option one or three. At this point, so what we're looking for is direction from the board and a recommendation on which option that they would like to see the Alpine and Highland City Councils consider, because as we've talked about, ultimately it's the councils who need to approve this, approve a change to the ILA. So it's scheduled at this point. Highland has one more city council meeting this year in a couple of weeks, and then the next city council meeting for Alpine is January 13th. Happy to answer questions or looking for direction and discussion.
Okay, thank you, Erin. Are there any questions or discussion from this? I know Highland City was able to go through this yesterday, and like Erin said, we are amenable to either option one or three.
So did you discuss it at your city council meeting?
Yes.
As we went through last night, if you remember, we were voting on the change that had been approved by Alpine Councils, that came up on the discussion item, and that then this also came up as part of that discussion.
So I agree with what Erin said. My concern is, one, I saw this about 6:30 last night for the first time. Haven't had a chance to discuss any of it with, I mean, there's quite a few new things in here that I haven't even thought through. I'm pulling it from the rainy day fund, or whatever the department's fund is called, is brand new. We need to discuss amongst ourselves, like, what that is, what makes sense there, you know, what the purpose of those funds are. I mean, we haven't even had those discussions yet. My concern, again, and I was saying, it feels like, to me at least, that this is just being really rushed. The fact that we get this last night, I mean, even in the ILA, we're changing. I was just looking right here just now, it's in funding, that the executive director, or Erin, you know, shall cause that these budgetary things shall be presented to the governing board, allowing reasonable time for consideration. I don't know if, I mean, that's, to me, this isn't reasonable time to go through each one. I mean, we can have the discussion, but I'm a little concerned making a decision without talking to some of our council members as well and getting their thoughts on it. But just for clarification point, you know, we brought it up to our city council, and we talked about including property taxes in it. And those that were there, there was it looked like that would be approved, or there was some, you know, positive ideas behind it. Exactly how that property tax would be added into it, you know, it wasn't discussed at all. You know, like, again, my personal feeling is this has kind of went sideways. You know, we're a district, not two cities. One, two, if property values are included, I don't understand why we're taking out all the other metrics and data points, including call volume and population. I think that's not good governance on our side. And then just to get this to the last section, to be honest with you, it was, I thought we should push this discussion until we can have a discussion internally on our teams so we know what to say and how to address it. So that's my first thing I want to get.
And I appreciate just, I believe the discussion about property tax and that has been happening for months, so I don't think that's a...
Oh, I agree. Property tax is involved.
Yeah, that's. I don't think, you know, the discussion about, hey, what do we use in the formula? We had a discussion 2 weeks ago that was, I think everyone on the board shared what their thought was, so I don't think that's a new conversation that's coming up. I think the question is about how to now fund it is maybe where you're saying, hey, you know, And I think that has been contemplated, and I agree that maybe because we got there. The first thing is, you know, as we look at the funding, we started funding as a district on July 1st for nine individuals. So that funding has been happening there. But my understanding is we didn't hire the ninth until we get this worked out. And so that still needs to probably be contemplated how that steps forward. But I think the funding is now where, is that where, I mean, my understanding is really is now we're really just down to choosing between how do we, is it a buy-in? Because at the last meeting that was, and I'd heard it before the last meeting, so it wasn't new, about it, should there be a step-in approach if there's an increase? And so I think that had kind of been contemplated. I think it's the way the step-in came in is where I think the contemplation is at.
And I think you have some excellent questions, Jason, because I had these questions yesterday about the fund balance. Do we even have the amount in the fund balance? Or is it earmarked for something else? Essentially, what's happening here is we know that we have we've come to a consensus on the assessment and how we're going to change the formula. Now it comes down to how is Alpine going to take on that added expense? And Highland wants to be understanding that this is an added expense that you guys are having to look at in your budget and figure out how to pay for. So that's why we wanted to essentially look at how can we help you guys, and that's where option three came into. We talked to the chiefs yesterday to see if going to the fund balance to help make up that difference for Alpine's assessment would be an option. And I mean, the chiefs can answer this of what's in that fund balance, what's been earmarked, what isn't, and if this would place a burden on them. And essentially they were fine with option three as well. So I don't know if they want to talk about that.
Let me ask a couple of questions from Aaron. So on the first option, just to clarify, because again, got this late. On the first option, it goes to full property value of the amount right now. It looks to be about $281,000. And come fiscal year 2027, July 1st, those are the new numbers moving forward.
Yes, sir.
The second option is the same thing, except for first year running, Alpine City would pay about $140,000, and the second year we would pay $281,000 increase.
If there were no budget increase from this year to next year, yes, those numbers would be accurate.
And that's the second option.
Yes.
And the third option is then to try to claw back some from the rainy day fund. What's it called again?
Fund balance.
To pay for Highland for that first year.
Well, what it is, the buy-in is how I look at option number two was saying, hey, as we come in, the increase instead of taking place on July 1st of this next year, you know, 50%, $150,000 would be half of the assessment in a sense would come in, and then Highland would pay the other gap in their thing. And then as we look at option three, the reason why option three seems amenable is as we looked last, I mean, we just got some financial reports that we had a great, if you look at our financials, there was probably a gain there. We did not recognize it was not spent in the budget. And so I think we're sitting at what, about $3.4 million in our fund balance there in Lone Peak. And as Kim Rendell was mentioning, as we talked to the Chiefs, now to be honest, Alpine hadn't had that opportunity to hear from the Chiefs on how that would affect their fund balance. That was a question that came up last night. They both said, hey, we felt like that would not inhibit us in the district if we did option three. Well, and that was one of the things why we were looking at that. And so I guess there's a couple ways to look at this. Right now, there's already, if you want to say, some of the money is already being paid starting July 1 of this year, but we're not spending it because we haven't hired the ninth fireman, a fire person. So we've already got those funds in there that aren't being used. So we've already started buying in before we do that. So this was just to try to say, hey, how do we help the hit so it doesn't, now, and I guess I was assuming I assume that Alpine's trying not to have a major hit because it could increase a tax increase or you have to take it out of fund balance. That's why we thought, hey, we talked about this actually in the last board meeting. What do? We have a heavy fund balance in Lone Peak. And so that came up here earlier this month when we had a board meeting, that we felt like that there was a heavier bounce at $3.4 million. That seems like a heavy bounce to have in the district. I think we have one allocation for a new ambulance coming up. We might have some equipment for police, but I don't know if it needs the $3.4 million sitting there. That's why we're looking at option three.
No, and I understand the three options, but I think I want to just kind of emphasize Councilman Thielen's opinion that, you know, none of this really kind of materialized and solidified until late last night. And just that you guys were able to have, because you had your public meeting scheduled for last night, that you were able to have this discussion with your full council, and that we have not, you know, from my perspective, there were a lot of things going back and forth. I know Shane was trying to do a good job of keeping us abreast of what was going on and what was going on from Highland side, and that there was, you know, communication going back and forth, but that we just haven't had that. To me, it's just it's hard to proceed forward and say one way or another, yes, I can advocate for the city for sure, but I would love to be able to ask my council where they're at, what, you know, what they're comfortable with and how they see it moving forward. Because what I think would be best for Alpine might not be what the majority of council believes. Because right now, because I'm not sure. Jason, do you know where?
No.
Where do you think every?
I can only guess. Everyone looks at it from their own perspective. I mean, to me, I was still, even when we talked about our council and doing property tax, you know, we agreed that I think that should be something we should add. I personally never understood that as the final formula for everything, that we're not going to have call volume or anything else at all involved into it. It's just that property tax is going to be an integral part of the new formula. I kind of was waiting to get what it exactly is, and this is exactly what it is now, to your point, Carla, Mayor Merrill. And so now that I have this, okay, now we can have that very frank discussion of this is what it is. I would just add one more thing. I mean, my thought when I was reading, and it's hard for me because right now I'm trying to listen, Mayor Oster, while I'm trying to also read, and I can't do two things well at all. But I guess it's just a matter of perspective. On option three, for example, it almost feels like Highland City views that as if we ramp it up over 2 years, that we are losing $140,000. And this is how we're going to pay ourselves back from those funds. As opposed to how I would view it is we've had our formula now for 7 or 8 years. We're changing our formula. We've changed our ILA. We've changed our formula that will increase the share going to Highland City. So the first year, there is an increase of this amount to Highland City. And the second year, there is an increase of this amount, which is where it will stay then until the ILA is amended any time in the future. It's just a matter of perspective of it's a step increase for Highland City, and pulling that out of the department's rainy day fund, I don't think would make sense for Alpine City or for the board. So I would, for me, number three was not an option for me.
So is option one an option for you? I mean, instead of doing a step in with this, that's, we just fund it. That's how the funding happens. So option one. And that way, option one doesn't touch the fund balance. It just goes into effect this next July. Now we have to also, you know, and that's this now is kind of be. We've been working at this since March. I mean, you know, it really started getting heavy in that May and June time period. Highland still is only having three firemen 70% of the time. And so I think, you know, when you say, hey, where's it been given? We still aren't, our residents are not being, you know, you go, hey, yeah, we're a district, but yet one area of the district is getting better service than the other area. So we can say, hey, let's all chum up as a district. Well, that's what we're trying to do here is going, we want to do that, but you can't have part. You can't take part and say, "Hey, I want to only fund this," but we want to say we're a district, but yet part of the district doesn't get the same service as the other part of the district, and that's what the issue's been going on here. So it's there's been you know the contemplation of this is now the funding how we're going to pay it. If we want to do option one, I can make a motion for option one because I think it just says, "Hey, July 1, this is how the funding starts," and the board in the future, if they want to do something as such as option three. That still doesn't stop them going forward how to work out that funding. That's when I think voting option one doesn't stop anyone in January, February, March, April, May, or through the budget to say, hey, to help with that, come in, let's go ahead and take some fund balance and do something that way. I mean, that it still doesn't alleviate that aspect.
Yeah, and I agree. And you, man, I feel like that the argument you made there has been the push this whole time for changing the funding budget. I do – It's just a matter of perspective in the same way. I think we're a district, and Alpine emergent response teams are Highlands, and Highlands are Alpines, and there's not a distinct line between the two city of which they can help these people and can help these.
The only difference is
a little bit closer in some cases is the point that I felt that they were made, but we're still a district, and if the fire chief wants to move things around, I support him 100% in him running the department and using the resources as he thinks will make our district work the best.
Well, and we have an area of our district that has a higher risk. Does that make sense? So that's we haven't, we talked about formula. That's why we were trying to keep it so, because we can get in when you say, hey, we're going to do call volume. We'll go, well, we don't pay based off of call volume. We don't staff off of call volume, but yet we want to do the funding off of call volume. That's what our argument has been in the past, is going, well, why are we looking at call volume? That's why, you know, in our last meeting, you'd be very open. You really wanted to go for call volume, and that's kind of what we were hearing. And going, but if I have no call at all today, that doesn't mean I don't have cost. And so trying to say call volume is how we fund it. The other thing is we've never evaluated the risk. There's a greater risk in part of the district with fire than there is other parts of the district. And so you go, but we want to fund it all. So that sounds great. If you're in the part of the district that has the high risk, you get the higher staffing. But the area that has the higher call volume has the lower staffing. I mean, that's what's so interesting. Well, call volume, it appears you do staffing based off call volume, but they're doing staffing based off of risk. If it's risk of mutual aid, if it's risk of response, if it's risk of fire risk, that, you know, that's why and when you talk about property tax value, and we've talked about it and talked about it, this is what other districts have done. And that's when we say we want to do a district, this is what the majority, if they're a district, they do property tax value.
Okay, I'm just going to make sure. So the majority of the districts out there,
that's what we've been doing.
The majority of the districts, fire districts, go exclusively off property values for their funding.
That's what we've been hearing. Majority, they make it, because you can get the convoluted of all the things was going off of a district model, they use property tax value.
I think when it comes down to it, we've already talked about this. We highlighted and Alpine came to, you know, somewhat of an agreement at our last meeting that this is the formula we're going to do. We did the ILL change. You know, if Alpine wants to talk about us more with our council, we can go forward and make a motion to approve option 1 and 3, and then Alpine can take it back to their council and have a discussion and go from there of voting which option they would like.
So, Kim, I just said 3 is not an option.
Yeah, but you're saying 3 is not an option, but then you're also saying I haven't had time to...
discussion between 1 and 2.
Okay, so 2 is not an option for Highland.
So option, but option.
So and if and I mean, who watched our meeting last night? Were you able to watch our meeting?
No.
Okay, and so we watch Alpine's meeting. You know, we make it a priority to know what Alpine is thinking. We even attend it, and so this is a priority for us. So if you'd watched our meeting last night, you would know that option 2 among our council is not an option. So it seems like then option 1 it is. But also, you said you wanted to bring it back to your council and see what they wanted to say. So that's why I'm putting option 3 on there to bring it back to your council.
Okay. I think option 1 is what, you know, was contemplated. It was asked at the last board meeting, could there maybe be a step process in, and that's where option 2 and option 3's come up. You know, and so I don't think by doing option 1 it prohibits in the future if there's a funding mechanism how they want to do that. I don't know if that prohibits that. And Jason, just to... I'm going to be very blunt here. I think every meeting I've gotten in, it's always kicked the can down the road. And I know what Alpine goes, well, hey, we haven't kicked it. And they're going, yeah, you have. Let's just be honest about what my IC. Every meeting we get in, let's kick this can. We're going to find a reason not to move forward with it. And it's been going on since May, June, July. You know, hey, whatever the reasoning is, to me, it's just another, let's just keep kicking the can. And I'm going, I'm tired of kicking the can. Let's make a decision and move forward.
Okay, I think that's kind of unfair. You're talking about this meeting specifically, okay? You're talking about information that was very mercurial until 6:30 last night. You guys had a meeting after that point. Had us the ability to be able to discuss everything thoroughly. You have two and our alternate that got the packet last night, looking over everything, first time to see everything all together. Honestly, until I saw this, I had no idea where things were going to go. I had no idea that there were even going to be 3 options. I didn't. To me, it's a little bit, I feel uneasy about everything. It's not about kicking it down. Let's do a thorough job. This, you're talking about a pretty significant change for us. And so, yes, do I want to be cautious? Of course. Do I want to make sure that we're, you know, working through everything? Yes. I understand your frustration from the beginning, but I think a lot of that was a misunderstanding of how everything worked. At least that's how I look at it. It wasn't a purposeful kick it down. There might be somebody that was, but no. To me, it was moving forward to how I understood the public safety district works and how the council works in conjunction with that. this meeting specifically, I do have an amount of unease that you guys were able to thoroughly discuss this, and we have not. In fact, I haven't even had a chance to speak about it with Jason. We had a couple of minutes right before the meeting started, and that's it.
Can I just ask a question, Mayor Merrill? So what, for you and Jason coming into this meeting, what did you think we were going to be deciding? What was the point of this meeting today that we've been trying to get before Highland's meeting in a couple of weeks? What was the plan?
I knew it had something to do with the formula, but you're giving us three different options and you're saying, let's pick the best one. Right.
Well, I think number one is what we thought of until last night. I mean, really, Alpine's the one that sent option two in yesterday afternoon. So up until yesterday afternoon, option one was the option that we had that we all knew that we're going to come in as we're going to be voting on to increase and change the formula. So option one is what was there. It was Alpine sending yesterday, hey, here's an option two. Does that make sense? Once we saw that, okay, if there's and that option two is, hey, let's have half of it here and the other half Highland would cover for 1 year. And we said, hey, there's a way to make it a win for both of us, and that's where I felt like option three was an option. However, option one, up until 10 a.m. yesterday, was probably the option we were all looking at.
So then just vote for option one and we'll see where it lands.
But if we do option one, it doesn't preclude if they want to come and do option two in the future. If that's where the board and the councils, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't preclude making that change in the future, in the funding, that the city's funding.
I guess I don't see it that way because, you know, I'm assuming that Kim's talking for your council and the board that option two is not an option.
Yes.
So how is that not precluding it? To me, that's a definitive, that's not an option.
It was an option that was discussed by our council last night. It was not a voted on thing. It was a discussion. Part as we were going through the ILA, this came up. That's what I'm saying is the option two and option three still would be on the, even if we pass option one, it doesn't preclude going back and say, hey, now as we're looking at funding this, how do we want to do it?
I know. So, you know, I understand all three of the options. You know, like I said, when you've got an increase, when, you know, you have to realize that Alpine City budgets, our overall budget is $10 million for the entire year, significantly smaller than Highland City's. So although this amount does not sound like a lot, it's a lot for us.
We recognize that.
And so for us, option two is a way that we can kind of ramp up and try to figure out how we're going to adjust and what projects need to be reworked. And when we asked Rob that, you know, in the previous meeting, you know, have you ever seen where you just kind of ramp up to that instead of such a huge change? It's, so for us, it was a way that would be manageable to be able to absorb this. But, you know.
Well, that's why we put option three on the table, because we recognize that we're at a point where Highland is ready to make this change and feels like, you know, it's been a long time in coming. But we also want to make sure that we're understanding of the burden that's going to place on Alpine in order to pay for it. So then we're like, okay, how can we do this to appease both sides? And that was option number three. We have the fund balance in there. We can use that in order to help Alpine ramp it up and be ready to go. And so that was our compromise and our reaching out a branch to Alpine to say, hey, here's an option we can look at in order to be a win-win for both sides.
Yeah, and I guess the way that I look at it is that with option two, we still have an increase of about $150,000, and then you guys would have a decrease of $150,000, and then the third year. And maybe I'm just looking at it because it's not that much of a difference for you guys, and it's still a win that you guys are – have that you're saving that amount, and then that, you know, we would take on the full amount. That's what I was hoping for.
I can understand the thought on that. Is there an option number three where it's using the fund balance, which does that seem a workable, where in a sense, because it helps out, like I said, it still does that where you get the sort of funding back, so you're not having to find out the funding in your budget. Is there a reason why option three doesn't feel correct?
I just don't like the idea of going into that. Like, I, especially where I don't know, yes, 3.4 is a lot of money. And, you know, you look at it, you take the money out, you're still going to have $3 million. But I have no idea what's been allocated. I know they mentioned a couple of things. But I think us learning about the fund balance, we're like, what the heck?
Were you surprised last meeting to find out that we had a surplus from last year of over $800,000? Was that not a surprise?
No, that was a huge surprise. That's what I'm saying. I thought we were, you know, I thought the reason that we budgeted was to keep that. I understand that you always want to keep a little bit over. You always want a slush fund because there's always unexpected costs and whatnot. Unexpected things that come up. I just don't know, right? It is an unusual situation that we have so much, but I just don't know if, I don't love the, I guess it's just the idea of it, and is it best practices to dip into that for something? Do you know what I mean? I get it. You're like, oh, okay, this is what you need, so let's go into it. We have this money.
I think a little bit why some of the anxiousness of the, I think Highland gave signals back in August and September, we'd like to have this closed up before the end of the year. So I think some of what you're seeing is that as this has been contemplating coming down, is that Highland been giving signals, can we get this done before the end of the year? And unfortunately, and I understand different councils, you know, Highland still has a couple meetings coming up. Alpine, you're done for the year. Does that make sense? And so that's, I think we're going, okay, I think we've talked through it. We were, you know, if the funding mechanism, you know, that's what I'm saying. We've contemplated how it was be funded. It came up. Could there be some of a step approach? And then that's when Alpine sent something yesterday about this is what we were thinking is a step approach. And then Highland came back and said, hey, this might be a workable way where we use fund balance because I thought it accomplished both of the aspects. Does that make sense? Because right now, you know, and that, you know, this just kind of gets to reality. If we have 8 firemen and 70%, we're at 7. And you have a partner that is in the district. So if you're a district, you have a partner that's paying 65%. That is, you know, you can go, hey, we're a district. Well, it's great when you have it sounds and feels like we are supplementing part of the district.
So, Carla, can I ask you a question? So help me understand because I'm trying to understand it from the Alpine perspective a little bit better. So I feel like it's been fairly obvious for a while that there was going to be an increase to Alpine, right? We've kind of been deciding what that is and what that's going to look like. So I'm assuming that you guys have had some preliminary talks about how that, what that would look like for you or where the money was going to come from. So help us understand from an Alpine perspective, kind of what conversations you've had to plan for this so that, because I'm sure you've had some conversations about it.
No, to be totally honest, we really haven't because we had no idea what amount we were looking at.
So you haven't started thinking like if there's an increase at all, these are possible ways?
No, you're right. We did realize there'd be an increase. We thought it'd be a lot less, obviously. And looking at it and how that would look on our budget. But no, not specifically going down the line because you're looking at a huge spread of what the difference is, right? I honestly did not think it would be as much as it was. At least with the proposals that the Alpine City proposed, and we gave several, yes, there was an increase to the city, but it was not nearly this much. And so having it land here, yes, even though last city council meeting, it seemed like the consensus was that the council was amenable to, going to the property value. But no, we did not go into discussions after that to see what that would look like right away.
And I'd just add, I mean, we talk about March, but it's not entirely a real number because for the longest time we were trying to figure out data and we were trying to get stuff there that we were going through in May and June and August. It wasn't until about September that we really went to the property value discussion at that meeting. But here's a question I'd ask Highland City. So if you ask kind of where we're coming from, and I'd really be interested in what the current mayor and future mayor think about it, but obviously we've had an ILA with the formula that we mutually agreed upon between the cities for 8 years. This is the year that we decided that Highland City started pushing to change that. And we were amicable in talking about that. it felt like, and Kim kind of mentioned this, that Highland is ready for the change, ready to do the change now. It felt very, I don't want to say bullying, but it felt like that, because it felt there was this thing that Highland City is telling Alpine, you do this, or I don't know what our accounts is going to do, but most likely, there's a high likelihood we'll split. And so that's more of the bullying that we're feeling along this way, you know. And if that's really where we're coming from on the Highland side, well, let's at least be honest about it. But now we're trying to figure out from our side, we don't want to split. You know, but we have to have a conversation with our council too, based on where we're going, you know, what's the best thing for our city. We're better, I feel, as a district, you know, I mean, we're better supporting each other. We're better having a fire chief who's built the team we have. But that's where I felt like, that's where I felt like we got in the last 3 months, to be honest with you. So now we're talking about making a change. And to me, the formula hasn't been laid out entirely until it's on paper, which it is today. But prior to that, we can say the word property tax, but there's more to it than that, as we're seeing in this packet that we have today. So then we say to ourselves, okay, well, we're open to moving forward and increasing our Alpine share. And so let's increase our share by this amount in fiscal year 2027 and this amount in 2028. So in our mind, we are moving forward on that. It feels like even after that, Highland sees that stepping into it as a negative because somehow we're taking money from Highland by stepping into it. Whereas we look at it as a council that we are, the Highland City is paying less every year for the next 2 years, not more every year in 2027. And this is the right approach, and many cities have done it where if they change it, if it's a significant amount, there's a step in. And at the end of the day, Highland still comes out better and where you want to be. There is this step in year in 2027 that I think we're getting stuck on, which I feel like Alpine has done a lot to meet Highland and work with Highland as a partner. And so that's, I'm kind of curious. I saw you nodding your head that, you know, if we can't come to agreement, there's a good likelihood that we will step out and do our own thing. Is that the thought?
I think I think it's a good input. There's some frustration that based off of the model. I mean, here this comes in back in that April, May time period as we're recognizing, you know, you talk about call volume, that where the majority of the calls of the district are happening is where the lower staffing is happening. You know, and that was kind of the concern, is that we have an area of the district that is getting a favorable service or staffing versus the other area of the district. And so we looked, okay, that's why we also went to go to 9, is to try to get at 70% of the time always have 4. You know, that we don't have that where we have 3 in a station and 4 in a station, to try to get that. That we voted on that to happen in July. It hasn't. Now notice that really at this time, we still have only 3 in Highland. So we talk about where is someone given. We've given some risk to our residents to have lower staffing in this part of the district than others. And so I think giving as that's still a concern. And we're going, hey, I don't think we're going to start. I don't know when we're going to hire that ninth. But if the funding mechanism doesn't happen until July, that's more than a year of lower staffing in part of the district, which is what we are. We are supposed to be doing public safety, but yet we've kind of risked some public safety to try to get through this. Now, as we go through the formula, it changed. Some of the problems I think we run into is this is still coming from Cedar Hills. Is before Cedar Hills joined the district, it was done off of property tax value. When Cedar Hills came in, I believe that's when the formula started to change, and they try to contemplate, hey, let's do it with population, and I don't know, you know, and then as Cedar Hills has left, some of this is coming and going, okay, I don't think we anticipated how some of the staffing was going to work. I don't think we anticipated how some of the funding, and so we're just trying to work through it. Now, Jason, the one thing is, have we seen price? I assume there's been some step in. So coming in, so my understanding, what I've heard today, Alpine's okay with the property tax. So that's really the formula we're going to be using. It's now just how to fund it. Is that my understanding? Is that we're just talking about the property tax and we just need to decide on the funding and how it happens?
So from my perspective, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that most on city council, in talking with them, no, they don't love the idea of the property tax. To them, it doesn't make sense, but they understand where we're at. So yes, and there is an agreement, from my understanding of our last city council meeting, was that they will, they're amenable to it. Do they think that, are they 100% on board with it? No. Do they think that's the most just way to do it? No. But it is, they do kind of feel like that's what they're stuck with.
And I would add to it, like, when we talked about it in our council meeting, you know, it was 3-2 for the property tax. But the reason why, and I try to speak for him, Brent Rumler is a member, he's been in law enforcement. The reason is we want to provide the best service we can for our citizens. And we're looking at it from that level first, you know, those people, and then the second tier down is how we fund it. And I think the people who are supporting it, that's their motivation for supporting it, is how do we support the district, support. We'd rather work with Highland City and with the current chief and team than go off and do our own thing. But there's two of us on there who feel like that property value should be a part of it. But the fact that Highland has just come in and said, this is the formula, wasn't a collaborative formula. The problem is, if we were to do ours, it would still be an increase. But it might be not $281,000 a year increase. But that opportunity was not even being able to be presented to Highland City, because I feel like Highland City, nope, the minimum we have is this. And so,
am I misremembering? Yes, I could, because we've had a lot of meetings about this now. Am I misremembering that at our two meetings ago, what we decided was that this thing would take, that Highland wanted to get it done before the end of the year, and it would take two meetings. It would take a meeting of the board to approve the amendment to the ILA, which would then go back to the councils. Once it came back to the councils, then it would come to this board where we would approve the funding, and that would go back to our respective councils in December and January. We had wanted it done by the first of the year, but understood you weren't meeting again until January. So we said, okay, well, we'll meet and pass the formula now. Highland will vote on it in December. Alpine will do it in January. So I guess I'm surprised, because coming into this meeting, Kim and I both had 8:30 meetings. We said, well, this will be fast, because we had already said we were amending the ILA at the last agreement. This one is about the funding mechanism, which we've already talked about. So I guess I'm confused about the purpose of this meeting, if now we're saying we don't know how we want to do this, because that was the point of this meeting. So we all should have come to this meeting ready to make that happen.
I would guess option three was never discussed.
So
it's one of the ones you guys want to choose.
But,
and there's a big piece to it that we don't understand, and we got this last night at 6 p.m.
But it was, the entire goal of this meeting was to pass this funding. Am I wrong about, am I misremembering?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And Jason, like, I really want to know, because I'm not trying to be unreasonable. From your side, was it not your understanding that was what we were going to vote on today?
I would say yes. That was what we were going to vote on today. Minus the fact that we're talking about not having the choices. We have three choices here to choose from. I mean, I can make a motion right now. I can make a motion right now to approve option two, to bring back to our cities to see if they will approve that. And to your point, we'll do that, Brittany. So why don't I do that?
I know several have meetings coming up at 8:30. I mean, so I appreciate it. Some of the things we understand, when we went through the formula in September, we went through a lot of the formulas. And I think, Jason, you weren't here as we went through. So it wasn't that this is just awesome, this is the only formula. We had proposals from Alpine. I think there'd been talks from Highland. And then we walked through those quite heavily in the September meeting to contemplate what would be the way how to fund it. Does that make sense? And so if you want to make a motion, or I can.
Okay, I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to recommend option two to the amendment, option two to amend the Lone Peak Public Safety Interlocal Agreement.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Jason, a second by Carla. Let's have a roll vote. Brittany?
Brittany Bills, no.
Jason?
No. Yes. Sorry, Jason Thielen, yes.
Carla Merrill, yes.
Kurt Osler, no.
Okay, so 2-2.
That's a tie,
and I'll say no to option two.
So I will move, since that motion failed, I will move that the Lone Peak Board recommend option one to change the Lone Peak Interlocal Agreement to the Alpine and Hiley City Councils for adoption.
I'll second.
Okay, motion by Kurt for option one, second by Brittany. We'll have a roll call. We'll start with, let's see here.
Discussion.
Yep. Do you want discussion on that?
And again, I apologize. It's probably really simple, but with the new changes we made last time, remind me, do we need three of four to modify that?
That is the question, is that we talked about that there need at least be one person from the other city in the motion. Is that not in our new ILA?
No, it is not.
Okay.
So again, so just to clarify, last time we modified up the ILA. What did we modify up? Remind me.
So we modified it to say that that one of the ways that the formula could be amended is by the board recommending a change to the cities, but then ultimately it would not go into effect until the cities agreed upon that.
So we didn't have in there that we just needed a majority or a supermajority to pass it.
I thought that was a discussion.
But again, so that was, there were two different, I'm sorry, we're talking a lot of options. There were two different options, and one of those options did say that the other, and city attorneys, correct me if I am misremembering, one of the other options did say that that you needed one from each city at a minimum, but that's not the one that was passed. But again, remember, that was because that option said that the board could make that change, and so we wanted to make sure that each city was on board with this. The ILA that has been approved by both cities that is now in effect says that the board recommends, but it is the cities who make that decision. And so it can be a simple majority of the board, or the cities independently can do it.
The other aspect, by passing one does not preclude that if a council in January, February, March want to do something with a step-in or things that way, it still allows that to happen. It doesn't stop that as an option. It's where you're saying, hey, really coming into the meeting, option one was the option until yesterday when we got a proposal from Alpine, and then also you saw it six. I'm going, if the confusion is about, hey, option two or option three, it still, by doing option one, allows, because Alpine, both councils would have to approve. If Alpine doesn't agree to it, then they could say, hold it, here is something in January that, you know, that we'd rather have it go this other way. But this way we get it moving forward, that we're using property tax, that this is the option. But so option one is on the table.
Okay. Option one. Wait, did we have a motion on that one
already?
Yes,
we had a motion and a second.
Okay. Let's do a roll call then. We'll start with Mayor Osler.
Mayor Osler, yes.
Mayor Merrill.
Carla Merrill, yes.
Jason Thielen, no.
Brittany Bills, yes.
Okay. Option one passes. Let's go on to our next agenda item. And so that'll be brought back to Highland City Council in their December meeting and then Alpine City Council in their January meeting.
All right. So because of time constraints, I will be brief.
Can we just move it to December meeting? Is it
do you
time?
Have any problem with
Is
that,
it time
Chief
sensitive?
William?
Can we have an alternate come and sit on the dais? If we can get this passed today, that would be great. And if we have to bring it back
the
December.
The alternates can't sit in for other cities, so it depends on who needs to.
I'm not the one that needs to go at 8:30. These two have meetings at 8:30.
It's fine.
I will miss my.
Okay, then go ahead.
Mayor Osler, as long as you're still here, we could keep going. So, the police department annually every year replaces three vehicles, and so we are ready to have that consideration of the board. Again, because of the conversation last meeting about should we, you know, we've got a large fund balance. One of the options we wanted to bring to you is using, instead, normally what we do is we enter into a lease with Zions Bank and we pay over time to pay off the vehicles. So instead of doing that, one option the board could consider is using fund balance. Again, there's about, not counting the wildland money, there's $3.4 million in fund balance. About $1.9 is attributable to the police department. The cost of the vehicles is about $200,000. And so instead of doing a lease, we were wondering if the board would like to consider the option of just outright buying them using fund balance. It would lower the lease payments in the future, though those still do vary year to year, just depending on what vehicles are purchased. So it would be some interest savings for the district, but it'd also be offset by the fact that we're not going to have fund balance to or that extra money to gain interest on. So it's more of a benefit in that it lowers our lease payments long term. And so again, $3.4 million total about in the fund balance, and so this would bring it to 3.2. There are two motions in front of you. One would be to go ahead and use fund balance. If you would like to explore the lease, I have a second motion for you where we would need to go and get that lease ready for you and bring it back in the December meeting.
I guess for me, I would like to, traditionally, I've always purchased our vehicles. I've never really, I don't think I've ever leased. But fiscally, I just don't know what the impact is. I think in my mind, I always thought it was better to buy and then you could resell your vehicle. But with police vehicles, it's a different option. Your market is a lot smaller, and no matter who purchases it, is going to have to invest money in rebranding it, right?
Or you have
to strip it off.
I'm sorry, Mary Merrill, let me clarify. We do a lease to own. So we actually, while it's called a lease, we own them at the end. And so we do resell our vehicles when they've met their lifespan.
Okay, so what you're saying is we either can pay interest on this, on the vehicles through a lease process. Do we know the rate or interest rate that's going to be?
They've told us it's about 4.5% right now.
And David, what are we making in the bank right now on the money?
A little bit less than that, about 4%.
So we'd be spending more money on interest, but...
Okay, here we go. I move that the Lone Peak Board authorize the use of fund balance for the purchase of 3 replacement vehicles and related equipment as outlined in this report.
I second that.
Okay, let's do roll call. We'll start with Jason.
Jason Thielen, yes.
Carla?
Carla Merrill, yes.
Kurt Osler, yes.
Brittany Bills, yes.
Motion passes.
I don't think we really have any. Do we have department reports?
It's on the agenda, but we can kick those to December, so it's up to you.
Oh, wait. Chief Patton has one.
Actually, two things. If you didn't sign up for the blood drive, it's tomorrow at the Highland Fire Station, so sign up for that. Come over and give blood. If you've heard any rumors that Brittany started about there being a firefighter calendar, that's untrue.
I heard it was true.
The fire truck is in a calendar. It's not a firefighter calendar. It's a fire truck calendar.
Oh, so. I want my money back then.
Right.
Kim bought him for all her running friends for Christmas.
And where do you sign up for that blood?
Okay,
on the Red Cross app.
Where do you sign up for it? There is a flyer right here. There's a flyer on the front door.
Perfect. You guys can hold hands.
I'll help pass out drinks or snacks, but I've been banned from giving blood. Apparently, I pass out too much.
Okay.
With that,
so it was pun intended on the pass out. Drinks.
What?
I move that we adjourn our Lone Peak.
Second. Okay. Motion.
Aye.
Second. Aye. Done.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.